Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray, and a caution comes out. He'll be back on the lead lap.
Rick, join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time once again for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast post-race special edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer III coming at you from rainy Manhattan, Kansas on this Monday night, May 20th, 2019. For those of you tuning in for the very first time, through our NASCAR podcast, is all about the latest in the world of motorsports, talking Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions and all of motorsports. And like I said just moments ago, this will be a short version of the post-race reaction edition of the podcast, break talking what took place over the weekend, part one, all-star style, and talk about Memorial Day here. And of course, less than 2 months from now, Independence, July 4th, Independence Day, well, we had some fireworks up in the air and off on the racetrack and on pit road. We're going to get to all that here in the shortened version of the podcast here tonight. Big D's here with me as well. We're dry in the side of EG3 garage area. Man, this weather, man, it's crazy. It feels like it's winter a little bit. It's been 50s all day, and then the rains came here around 2 o'clock, while I was on the road coming back from the capital city of Kansas, which is Topeka. For those of you who do not know that, so I was doing that. Rains came down, and it sort of feels like slight winter a little bit here, and the rain's coming down here in OMHK, and rumor has it here, at least up here in this area, that, of course, Tuttle Creek, one of the more familiar lakes here in town, of course, the water might have reached its limit, and there are talks of letting it out, and we could be getting some flooding here going here down in some of the parts of the city. At least fortunate for us up here, at least nothing's not guaranteed, at least, but you know, this flooding is a scary thing. And also we live close to Wildcat Creek, which is very close to us, so I'm just surprised that we live on a hill and maybe something will happen, maybe something will not, I don't know. But a lot of our friends and family down there, or I should say family lives outskirts, out of town, and things like that, so very fortunate for that. But of course, a lot of our friends could be in for some trouble there, so definitely keep us in your prayers this week as we approach Memorial Day. And just think about us here, because it rains. It's weird, it's funny that, you know, one big green glob in the middle of the United States, that's us. And of course, Oklahoma right now, you gotta also be thinking about them as well, because at least we're recording this on Monday night, and they've been getting, of course, severe warnings of tornadoes down there. And, oh, man, I'm not a big fan of those. So this is a part of the year, at least over here in this region of the country, that we're going to get severe thunderstorms. And, of course, the old tornadoes can pop up at any moment. That is the more scarier thing, in my opinion. So definitely be thinking about us. And hopefully, of course, this podcast, Big D says, it's going to be going out Wednesday night. So that day is supposed to be dry, maybe the only dry day this week. But of course, it's very, very early in the week, so just wanted to throw that out there tonight. But speaking of severe weather, there's been some severe action on the racetrack. Young Money getting it done. Kyle Larson holding off Kevin Harvick in the main event, in Kyle Larson's words, to get it done. Kyle Larson, this could be the fire starter that could wake up that race team. Obviously, you know, Kurt Busch, who has been the star of that race team to start off the year, and now Kyle Larson has caught fire. And obviously, the All-Star Race, for those of you who don't know, it's not a points-paying race. This is all about that $1 million cash, and Young Money taking that thing home in the B, from the B main to the top of the leaderboard in the All-Star Race, just in the 3Y NASCAR podcast. EG3 here with you guys tonight on this rainy Monday evening. But Kyle Larson going all the way back to Dover, and really, for since the off week, there's been some rumor, obviously, going into Dover, needed some good luck charms and whatnot. Jeff Gordon gave, I don't know what it was it gave him, but right now Kyle Larson has that mojo going finally. And yes, this is not, even though this was not a points paying race event, Larson earns his first win on a mile and a half. And just again, this is not a fit. This is not, was an official season event, but this was one of the All-Star events, and this was his first All-Star victory. He's been close a couple of times in his event. Of course, what comes to my mind, Joey Logano and Kyle Larson duked it out a couple years ago there, with Logano pulling it out there, and Kyle Larson, of course, doing it from the B-Man, a.k.a. the NASCAR Monster Energy Series Open, which had its fireworks throughout that race. Kyle Larson was at one point in trouble in this event there, of course, had contact in part two of the Open there, and having to come from the back of the field, and at one point he was going to be in serious trouble, yet takes care of business in part three to transfer on into the big show, the A-Main. Because Kyle Larson, again, for those of you who are not familiar with those terms, A-Main, B-Main, are from the dirt track world where Kyle Larson comes from, is very talented on those type of tracks, obviously. And he related with his talk there in his post-race interview there with one of the Fox commentators there that doing it from the B-Main, and then let's race some more, and from the back to the lead. And he did an impressive job, Big D, on Kevin Harvick. And for a funny reason there toward the end of that race, if Kevin Harvick, which once again, here we go, talking about Kevin Harvick being one of the fastest race cars throughout the race, or the fastest car throughout the race, and he checked out on them. Well, but not without saying, Kyle Busch was up there very early in this race. The 19 had something to say early as well. And once again, I mean, you have to put the pieces all together. And the 42 team, you know that he loves, Kyle Larson loves the high lane, and he did whatever he could to hold off Kevin Harvick, which was go to the middle of the racetrack or go low, go high, go middle. He did what was necessary to go out there and take care of business. He did exactly that, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle Larson, for sure. And this could be, this is really dangerous. This is a really dangerous team moving forward into the summer months. Starting with the Coca-Cola 600 here on Sunday afternoon. Of course, the longest race of the year. We'll see that momentum transfers. Usually when drivers win the All-Star race, that mojo carries straight on into the 600. And this Kyle Larson, somebody you're going to have to deal with here in the summer, obviously does not have that win. And of course, for the NASCAR Monster Energy Open event, you were only in it if you did not win a race from last year. So Kyle, that's why Kyle Larson was even in that race to begin with. having to survive. He could have won stage two, or I shouldn't say stage two, part three, or you say stage two, whatever, part two. But the story of the night, and I'm going to transition into this, but Wallace, I'll get to that momentarily. Of course, I mentioned fireworks, Big D, on the racetrack after this race. Oh, I'm going to be all over that here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, but we're going 3-Wide with the NASCAR Monster Energy Series Open event. William Byron off of Bubba Wallace in stage one. William Byron extends Chad Knaus's streak of being in the NASCAR All-Star event. Something about 18 times with Jimmy Johnson, and now Chad Knaus was in unfamiliar territory Saturday afternoon, having to race your way in to the All-Star event, and Byron did just that. Byron had been to go and get fresh tires. Four cars stayed out. That included Bubba Wallace in that mix as well. Matt Tibb was part of that crew as well. Byron caught, if I remember correctly, I know Bubba Wallace was up front in that position. I want to say it was Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson, he and Bubba Wallace were door-to-door in stage one toward the end. William Byron with Larson and Wallace messing around. Byron gets by both of them. Contact between 42 to 43. 24 sneaks on by. Transfers on to the All-Star event. But yes, like I said, the story of the night, Larson had to, after near, could have been worse, 4 to 42, but that team got it together, got the damage repaired afterwards, and they were able, obviously, to race their way in stage 3 and win the entire thing. But the story of the night, in my words, Bubba Wallace in that 43, he did not give three dams about. He knew it was on the line, obviously, and it's been well documented here last couple weeks, and even when I hopped on last week to the Loose Lux podcast, which you have not listened to that episode, it was one of the best entertaining episodes that I've done throughout my tenure on podcast. So go check that out before they drop a new episode this week. And of course, a little small reminder, AJ from the Loose Lux podcast will be on this podcast next week. Post-race Memorial Day triple header, the biggest day in all of motorsports. Talking about Monaco, the Indianapolis 500, which I will touch on briefly here before we break things down. And of course, the Coca-Cola 600, and let's not forget the Xfinity Series. All drivers broadcast. I was close there. Broadcast. Is what it is, but all drivers, Fox is doing it again, this time at Charlotte. That's going to be fun on Saturday. The Coke 600 wrapping everything up on Sunday night. Man, it's going to be a good time this weekend. But Bubba Wallace, you know, rumors swirling around that the team could shut down, but obviously the big thing coming out from him, obviously, where he's at mentally, and I don't know all the issues that he's going through, obviously, but you know, dude is tough, man. And with this performance, finishing fifth in the All-Star race, and then transfer, not only that, I mentioned a few moments ago, he stayed out, battled Larson door to door. Fortunately, Byron got by when these two cats got racing. And then he did it again. So let's try this again on Daniel Suarez. Suarez had one of the faster cars in the open as well. Took down Suarez. Suarez spun off of turn number 4, coming to the line. And Bubba Wallace held off, I believe, Kyle Larson, if I'm not mistaken there. So Larson, he was all over the place this past weekend in the All-Star event there. But Bubba Wallace, emotion was flat out off the charts there. And one of the favorite images for me, and this is going to probably the EG3 moment of the weekend, was he obviously with best bud Ryan Blaney hugging after Bubba Wallace getting in to the Coke 600. This has to do wonders for this team. Anything. And another tweet that really popped up to mind. I don't know if Big D can pull this up on the big screen right now, but a former cat who was which was formerly known as the Cat NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, that and the person of Bill Lester had called out NASCAR here, and he's working on that. While Big D's working on that, Bill Lester had an interesting tweet here, but this has to do wonders for that race team. Yes, they're undefeated, and everybody was talking about it. Going in, we were all concerned about Bubba Wallace, talented race car driver, obviously. He won a ton with Kyle Busch Motorsports in the truck series there. So we know he can win races there. Fortunately, he's been getting a bad seed, kind of like Mark Truex Jr. When he was going through that phase just a few years ago. No sponsorship and everything else. And, I mean, you gotta wonder at some point, you know, what's next for this 43 team and Petty Motorsports. They're gonna have to give it up and whatnot. And Big D, thanks to Big D, he's got it pulled up. Bill Lester, who I sat and watched while he's in the Cat Craftsman Truck Series, had this here, and this was yesterday, if I believe. And it says from Bill Lester, @Bill_Lester. So explain to me again why Bubba Wallace can't get major support from corporate America. I am waiting. #NASCAR. Yeah. I'm on the same board with Bill Lester and that. And let's just throw race out the window. Between the three of us, we have something in common. Yes, we're African Americans. And I'm a fan. I'm not a driver, okay? But Bill Lester, a former driver. Bill Wallace, a current driver in the series. I'm just a fan and host of this podcast. So, I have not driven these cars, but I have not won a NASCAR race either. So, but, I mean, we all see it. I mean, everybody's hopping on board, which I love. I mean, we got to get behind these guys. I mean, I tweeted this out over the weekend. I mean, we have to continue to bring diversity in the sport. We've had multiple drivers on this podcast, to the Nally Deckers, the Chase Cabres, and two of them are slipping, the Nick Sanchez's of the world, and a couple of others on this podcast. And, you know, doors are opening for those guys and gals, Haley Deegans, you name it. But, yeah, this is unfortunate. I mean, in the 90s, in the early 2000s, tracks were selling out. You had fans everywhere going to these races. And now, you know, years later, up until this current point of time, you know, the struggle with sponsorship and whatnot, it's been well documented on this podcast. And I'm sure a few others would agree with me as well. It's an unfortunate situation there. And maybe, just maybe some hope there. But Wallace, he definitely earned it. He drove his ass off on Saturday night. And hopefully this is a jolt for that race team. And it could, for moving forward, some momentum, anything to gain the tracks there for that team. He earned that ride while Eric Almirola was sitting out with a spinal injury a couple years ago that we saw in person at Kansas Speedway. And Bubba, he earned that ride. And he earned his right to the All-Star race. Thoroughly. Beating, banging, do what he had to do. If that ain't racing right there for y'all, then y'all need to get out of here and go and dive ourselves into something else. Because that right there is flat-out racing, earning every spot you get. So, I was definitely excited and proud. Bubba Wallace got in, earned it, earned his way in. And, yeah, for him right there, anything else. And then, on top of that, you go on and have a quiet night and then show up in the top five with less than 15 to go there at the end of the race and finish in the top five. Wow. I mean, if that doesn't get that team going right there, I don't know what is flat race team. So Bubba Wallace right there, getting it done. EG33Y NASCAR podcast here with you on this rainy Monday night. Big D is also here. And also, there's fireworks, and almost this was thrown under the table here. Daniel Hemric had a super fast race car in the open. I know we're kind of going all over the place tonight, but it is what it is. But Daniel Hemric, Ryan Preece was racy as well. Daniel Hemric, those two were going at it toward the end of the race there. Daniel Hemric, who started P1 in this race there, he thought he had it made. We all thought he had it made toward stage one. And then I think BJ McLeod blew a motor there that really set that dramatic finish up between Byron, Wallace, and Larson there at the end of stage one in the NASCAR Open. But yeah, your heart has to feel bad for Daniel Hemric there, and hard contact off of turn four, which preceded some little bit of contact before that off of turn two between these guys. Turn four, both of them smacked the wall hard, and Ryan Preece turns Daniel Hemric right there and finishes him off. So I thought that was a little hilarious there. That in Daniel Hemric didn't think that was hilarious either. He had enough, and that was it for there. So golden opportunity missed for Daniel Hemric at the end of this race right there. So that was kind of a fireworks there from the open. There are a lot of fireworks happening after this. The checkered flag flew in and involved Clint Bowyer. You're just tuning in to the post-race reaction edition of All-Star Weekend. Kyle Larson from the B-Main taking home the $1 million over the weekend. And Kyle Larson, first All-Star win. And even though this is not wasn't, again, points paying event, I'll say it again. This was Kyle Larson's first win on a mile-and-a-half track. I mean, it's not official yet, but Kyle Larson scoring a win on a mile-and-a-half, oh, this could be dangerous for the rest of those guys who have not got wins so far this year. And Kyle Larson, remember, all of his wins have come on more than a mile-and-a-half, including a short track win at Richmond a few years ago, and, of course, a couple wins at Auto Club in Michigan, which we'll be at here coming up very soon. But here was the thing that really overshadowed Kyle Larson's win, was the fact that Clint Bowyer, for the second straight week, in a post-race altercation event with another driver, this time with Ryan Newman, Big Dog No Neck Newman. So apparently these two, toward the end of the race, had either couldn't get along at the end of the race, running 12th and 13th, not like it matters, because again, Kyle Larson, the winner matters, which is Kyle Larson. Everything else doesn't particularly matter at this case here. But Corbin Lee, the 14 and the 6, had a little disagreement, and this what has got me up the rails. Newman punts the 14, turns him up head first, up to the wall, and afterwards, Clint Bowyer runs straight at the 6 and starts punching the window net of the 6, punches thrown and everything else. Newman gets out of the car 30 seconds later, has words, and that's been the talk of the town, and there's been memes on going around on my Twitter feed, Big D. You have seen them. Wow. I mean, Clint Bowyer, this goes back to last week, Clint Bowyer. And Clint Bowyer did not have his helmet off this time. He strictly had his helmet on everything. Well, I should say everything. Had his helmet on Newman, throwing punches. And then last week, Clint Bowyer had his helmet off and went straight to Eric Jones, who did not get out of the race car there, had words there. And I was fired up about that, too, because this last lap of the race there, Clint Bowyer was wrong in that instance. Here, a week later, Big D, I'm on Clint Bowyer's side on this case. And maybe you put these guys on a UFC arena, Newman might have the advantage here. I get that. We're on the racetrack here. I'm on Clint Boyer's side here. In this case, Kate, what is Ryan Newman thinking? This could have been a lot worse than it is. I know you can thank the saber barrier. I know it was a little love tap with the front end of the 14 car and Clint Boyer. That race team thought it was going to be the night to take home that $1 million, started on the pole there, and his night was very rough. It ends with Newman turning him with the front end hitting the turn four wall, and Boyer had a right to be pissed at the fact. I just don't understand. That's a stupid decision right there. Probably dumb in my account on Newman's part there. You're turning him. Every track is dangerous. Every point of the track is dangerous. But in this case here, you're talking about, and when we've seen some ugly instances here, and what comes up immediately in my mind, and I just thought about this just now. Welcome on it. You're talking about Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin a couple years ago there, the famous stealth move Kenseth put on Brad Keselowski at Charlotte in the playoffs there. Keselowski, Denny Hamlin had their little episode where Keselowski's trying to swipe Denny Hamlin there and missed that then, and then all hell broke loose on pit road. Here we go again with the same issue here, but this time contact was made by the 6 car on Boyer, and Boyer went up the racetrack, hit the wall. Man, Ryan Newman's damn lucky that this isn't Clint Boyer is not injured. I mean, yeah, again, goes back to what I'm saying. No guarantees, but that looked ugly. That was ugly. And if you're going to go ahead and be a tough guy and all that, you might as well just throw your helmet off, get out that race car, and start swinging. Because, I mean, using race cars as a weapon, I mean, sponsors, teams pay a lot of money to build race cars. Now, I'm no engineer or no mechanic or whatnot, but that's dangerous games you're playing, baby. And Clint Boyer had a right to be upset. Brett Griffin was still pissed. Yesterday, one of his tweets, he was not happy about something. I'm very interested to hear his take this week on Durbin McClear. But, I mean, you're going to do that. As tough as Ryan Newman looks, all that, that's weak. That's just flat out weak on his part there. Use your car's weapon. And now that you turn him on, the turns there, he sends Boyer up the track. I don't like that at all. And Boyer, he has every right to be pissed. So, again, I wasn't on Boyer's corner last week because you're in a racing situation and you need all you can get. Eric Jones did what he's supposed to do, and Boyer was hella wrong. On that point, boys and girls, here this week, Boyer gets tagged, turned up against the wall. And I don't know what started this initially, so I'm just going to call it what it is. It's a dumb move. It's a weak move by Ryan Newman. You might as well just go out and join them. Put your helmet on. Take them helmets off. Take them straps off, whatever, and just go to work on each other. Just go to work, because doing it with the race cars, to me, that's a little weak, in my opinion. And just take weak little out, okay? That's weak, baby. I mean, more I look at it, more I get upset with it. Just the fact that, yeah, everybody's buying $1 million, I get that. But this is for a little 12th and 13th position. This is not even a top 10 spot. This is not even a top 5. This is not even for the win. This is for little. This is a position that don't mean much at all. And Newman turns Boyer up against the wall. So that's weak, in my opinion. So, this shouldn't be even in the discussion to begin with. It was just to be talking about Kyle Larson winning the race in the B-Main and taking home $1 million there. So, confidence is rising for that team, 42 team, all the way starting back at Dover, getting that top 10 finish there, carries over to Kansas where we saw him flirt around the top, inside the top 10 all night long to finish there up in that spot, and now you get him a win and some momentum. Woo! Kyle Larson is going to be someone to deal with on the other side of the coin, boys and girls. You're shaking your head. I mean, point blank, I mean, call it what it is. You can't lie about it, right? Newman, again, I'm not sure what started this, but really, when you look at the big picture, those positions don't mean shit. they don't mean nothing. 12th and 13th, and you get mad over that over All-Star race, and then you talk like a tough guy. It seems like he ain't done nothing but talking. I mean, talking is one thing, doing is another thing, and I'm sorry, that's weak right there by Newman and Boyer. I mean, look, UFC, if this was UFC, yeah, Newman might have an advantage here. And maybe Boyer is scrappy, and we all know he can be scrappy a little bit, so maybe I give a little bit of advantage to him. But on the racetrack with the race cars, And front of the race car, I tell you, that could have been a lot worse right there. So Newman, he's damn lucky that it's not worse than what it is, because that could have been worse, and we could be sitting here talking about some bad things, but big deal. And it's not necessary, and for the last time, that move was weak by Ryan Newman. I mean, he's done some good things this year trying to revive that six car, but this was a stupid decision right here by Newman. And the funny thing is about this, before we hand out EG3 helmet stickers from this race, these guys, they're taking part in Bass Pro Shops autograph stickers event this week. Woo, that is going to be interesting. Not only that, you guys are going to be sitting together doing autograph sessions right next to each other. Oh my goodness, people up there in Charlotte, Concord, going to those things. Tell me what it is, baby. Because from a few nights ago, y'all fighting it out on pit road, disagreement, to now having to sit next to each other at Bass Pro Shops and have signed autographs. Oh my goodness. I would love to go up there and see how those two act. So definitely, everybody's talking about it on social media. So karma, that's, you know what it is, baby. So leave it like it is. EG3 helmet stickers right now on the 3 Out NASCAR podcast, and pretty much covered them all. William Byron getting in EG3 helmet sticker. Bubba Wallace's huge night over the weekend, EG3 helmet sticker. And why not Kyle Larson, EG3 helmet stickers of the race weekend. We had another race go on over the weekend as well last Friday night with a truck series. We switched the screen real quick right here. And Kyle Busch, yeah, he goes 5-4-5. Ending his truck series season with another win, dominating win at Charlotte. Again, I did not see much of the race. Me and my wife were watching Avengers Endgame, which was fantastic. Kyle Busch was fantastic on the racetrack once again. So luckily for the truck regulars, they don't, and probably fans of the trucks, we ain't got to see Kyle Busch no more this year. Let some of these guys battle out for wins. Kyle Busch putting on. And how about this, Big D? Brendan Poole finishing in the second spot, and he had either broken sway bar or something, and yet finishes in the second spot. That's great for that team. This was a once and up and comer with Ganassi. Ganassi, the Bell Metal driver at one point, was lost and now found him in the second spot there in the North Carolina Education Lottery 200. Stuart Friesen started on the front row, finishing the third spot. Ben Rhodes finished fourth, another top five for the 99 truck. Matt Crafton started on the pole for the second straight week, finishes in the fifth spot. Rest of your top 10. Austin Hill, who started deep in the field, another solid run for that 16 team. Sixth, Ty Gilliland. Seventh, Anthony Alfredo up there in eighth. Grand Finger ninth. Ross Chastain round out the top 10, coming off the emotional win at Kansas last week. And we'll just do it on the spot. EG3 helmet sticker going to Brendan Poole, Anthony Alfredo. And let's give one here to Todd Gillen. EG3 helmet sticker of the week. Remind me to write that down, Big D, following the show. So definitely just a quick look right there. Taking a look at the standings now for the Gator Outdoor Truck Series. Grant Emminger stays P1 in the points right now. plus 15 on Stuart Friesen. Brett Moffitt, who had a rough night on Friday night, still third. Ben Rhodes now is one back of Moffitt, fourth. So it's a cluster between third and fourth, right? Third and through fifth, with Matt Crafton fifth, 37 back right there. The next time the trucks are on the racetrack will be next month, June 7th, at Texas Motor Speedway on FS1, the Xfinity Series. Of course, we'll be on track this weekend with the Alice Coast 300 Saturday afternoon on FS1 with a noon local time start, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, the Coca-Cola 600 here. It's a busy week for me and the wife, what we got going on. So I might throw in another podcast previewing these races this weekend. Of course, the Coca-Cola 600 wrapping up the biggest day in all of motorsports there in qualifying. I believe is set for Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is. So you got it right there. Busy weekend of sports. And speaking of which, the Indianapolis 500, Simon Pagenaud, your pole sitter for the race Indy 500 on Sunday afternoon. He'll be joined by Ed Carpenter and Spencer Piggott as the front row. And bigger news coming out of this, Big D. How about this? You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, post-race all-star edition. Eddie Gritter here to third. Here with you guys for a few more minutes. That in a person of Fernando Alonso failing to qualify for the Indy 500, being the last one knocked out, trying to get the last final spots in qualifying. Wow. I haven't been paying attention to much of it, but I have been reading a lot about the Indy 500, obviously what's going on over there. But yeah, one of the bigger stories coming out of here, at least to this point, Penske getting the pole and Fernando Alonso out of the 500. Wow. So that shook up some little jitters there, folks. So, and on top of that, trying to buy back in a ride. Listen, I got a little comment on that. I mean, I'm gonna do a David Reagan. All right, so David Reagan last week didn't want any votes, right? And he said, if I don't earn a spot, go out there and win a spot for the Austin race, I don't deserve a vote, right? All right, so here's this. Flip it to this. Why gonna try a buy a ride if you don't earn a spot in the Indy 500? I don't get that. So, and Fernando wised up and said, look, I'm not going to buy a ride. He did the smart thing here. Because why are you going to buy somebody else's ride when you didn't drive fast enough in the first place? I don't get it. But yeah, Fernando Alonso wised up there. So that's a smart decision on your part, trying to take somebody's spot who in the biggest race of the year for the IndyCar Series. So I just don't understand that right there. But I'm glad Fernando owned up. I mean, you failed to qualify, you should stay out. And that's like James Hinchcliffe last year. And James Hinchcliffe almost missed it again. But he barely got in. But you're in. That's all that matters. Alonso this time. Alonso out of the Indy 500. He'll be watching it where he is, at home or whatever he's going to be doing. So fortunate break for him. Yeah, you know, you got to earn what you got to do. We're in a generation now that, I mean, we like to hand stuff to people. You got to earn it. I mean, I'm old school. If you don't earn it, you don't deserve to be a part of it. That's the way it is, baby. Everybody has one chance once a year to qualify for the Indianapolis 500, the marquee event in that division. And this year, Fernando Alonso did not. I mean, he was the last one hanging on by a thread, and the last driver, I believe, was Shage Karam. I might be wrong about that. I'm not sure, but either way you look at it, he was knocked out on the last driver there. And yeah, Simon Pagenaud celebrated a pole, leading the field to green, while Fernando Alonso and that team, McLaren team, packing it up for wherever. So he misses the Indianapolis 500 right there. So, wow, a lot of activity happened this weekend on the racetrack. A lot of fireworks off of it. And it'll be interesting to follow that Boyer Newman deal later this week with that autograph station in North Carolina. So, that right there. I got a kick out of that. So, wow. I mean, a lot of racing to talk about tonight. We got it done. Rainy Manhattan, Kansas. It is going down. We will be back later on for sure. Later this week, we'll have a preview. And it's probably going to be the night that qualifying goes down for the Coca-Cola 600. We're shooting for that. And it'll be posted either Friday. Yeah, probably Friday night, most likely. Because I have to get up. It's a busy weekend for us here because I got to get up. Run one of the bigger races here in town. Looking for very pumped up for that, and the weather is a wild card in that as well. So, boys and girls, hope you guys enjoyed the All-Star race this weekend. A lot of crazy stuff going on, and a lot to look forward to this weekend. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. Again, one more time for the boys and girls listening, at EG3_FastEddie. And you can find a 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, iTunes, Deezer. We're almost everywhere pretty much here. And again, the giveaway is on iTunes. We want to spread awareness about this podcast. Continue to spread word about this podcast. I will give away 2 diecasts. Hasn't been decided what size they're going to be. 2 diecasts of my choice, obviously. Two diecasts. Once we get 50 ratings and 10 reviews on iTunes. Once again, 50 ratings. They got to be 5-star or close to it. Please leave us a rating, 5-star rating. Tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast and 10 reviews, and I will give away 2 diecasts to a lucky follower of the EG3 show, and not only that, follower of course, my Twitter handle. So I might just do, because we're at 300 right now, Big D. Yes, we are. So on spot, we're going to do this, 325 followers at EG3_5. Again, let's break it down. All right, so to give away 2 diecasts, add this in there, Big D, at EG3_FastEddie, 325 followers, 50 ratings on iTunes, 10 reviews on iTunes as well, and I will give out 2 diecasts of my choice. I already got one already in the works, the other one being decided here by the middle of the month. So looking forward to that as well. So this is not about me. This is about this podcast, which is continuing to be popular. And I'm going to give a shout out to the city of MHK. Manhattan, the word is getting out about this podcast. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and and showing some love to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. I really appreciate that. So definitely, for those of you who are not listening in Manhattan, Kansas, I know there's a bunch of y'all not living in Kansas to listen to this podcast. Continue to spread the word. And obviously, we want to bring in new listeners to this podcast. Please add the 3Wide NASCAR podcast to the family of NASCAR podcasts that are out there right now. And again, one more time before we wrap this up, AJ from the Loose Lugs podcast will be on next week to break down part 2 of Charlotte. Oh man, it's going to be good times. If you missed out on the crossover part 1 episode of Loose Lugs when I was on that podcast, you better get on that. That was fun times. All right, Big D, time to finally wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap on another post-race reaction edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in to tonight's post-race all-star edition of the podcast. Next time on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, we are going 3Wide with previewing the week, a huge weekend of motorsports, including the Indianapolis 500. Big D, thanks for coming out on a wet night, and stay safe out there, because this thing isn't going to end till Tuesday night at some point. So stay safe what you're doing. Yeah, of course, we'll be talking some more about it. But and thank you guys for tuning into the 3Wide NASCAR podcast again. Congratulations to Kyle Larson, Chip Ganassi 42 team on winning $1 million from the B-Main to the top of the All-Star World. We will talk to you later on this week. You have listened to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Let's jack 'em and rack 'em. We out.
Podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide. 3 wide.